He put the lunch pack down, and as he was tying it, a dog came and ran away with the lunch pack. The man looked at him, well, I thank God he didn't take my appetite away. Praise the Lord. No matter what you may have lost, you still have God. You still have your life. And there is hope for you. Amen? God's a good God. Who knows if God has been telling that man to give some dog food and he didn't do it. It had to happen by force. God's a good God. Your God is a good God. He never fails. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I encourage you in the name of Jesus, let every day be thanksgiving to you. Amen? Amen? Those of us that join the prayer line every day, you always find out that I start with thanksgiving. I don't assume God's blessings anytime. I never do that. Always give God thanks for a new day. Amen? Amen? All the whole world, America slept that night, last night. Not everybody woke up today. Amen? We are happy now, celebrating. Some people are crying, are going to the morgue. And issues like that. So we should thank God for all that he is to us. Don't even take the cup of water that you drink for granted. Don't take it for granted. Everything that God has provided for you, through people, you should be appreciative. Amen? There's an African adage which says, one good tongue deserves another. The more you show thanks to God, the more you show gratitude, and the more you place yourself in position for God to bless you. Amen? God's a good God. Your God is a wonderful God. I say your God is a good God. Your God is a good God. He never fails. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they all gave thanks. And they were blessed for it. Those are our ancestors spiritually. So you and I, it's our responsibility to give God thanks for everything. It could have been worse. Amen? God's a good God. The Bible says in Psalm 100, enter into his gate with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with what? Praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter his gate with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with what? Praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. God cannot praise himself. Actually, if you get up and begin to praise yourself, you need to go and see a psychiatrist. Amen? It's good that sometimes you encourage yourself. I mean, you get up every morning and say, you just praise yourself. You need help. God himself cannot praise himself. That is one of the major reasons why he made us. That we should thank him, praise him in spirit and in truth. Jesus Christ, while speaking to that woman by the well in Samaria, said, God is a spirit, and they that will worship him, we do it how? In spirit and in truth, not in hypocrisy. In spirit and in truth, for the Father is looking for such. God is looking for people that desire to worship him, to praise him in spirit and in truth. Psalm 106 verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 106 verse 1, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. One of the major reasons why David was one of the most beloved, why he was on earth, is because he was a man filled with appreciation. He always appreciated God no matter the situation. Even when he passed through difficult times, he would take up his pen and write wonderful psalms of deliverances of God. When things are good, he would dance. Remember when he was taking the ark into the city? What did he do? He danced so much, he removed his clothes. He removed his clothes and was dancing anyhowly, if there's anything like that. There was no method to the dancing. He was just happy, just praising God. And the wife was upset. Hey, you bare your chest for all the women to see, all the young girls. Why did you do that? And David, out of anger, looked at him and said, yes, I bare my body to dance to the God that enabled me to defeat your father, who dethroned your father and made me the king. And because of that, God put barrenness on that lady. She never had a baby till she died. That is God's food. It's like that woman saying, what woman is saying, why are you giving God his food? And God grew angry. It's very important that we give God praise. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 11. It says, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of bridegroom, and the voice of bride, the voice of them that say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifices of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land. And as the first says the Lord. I'll read that again. Listen. He said, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifices of praise into the house of the Lord. For, listen, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land. And as the first, says the Lord. That means as these people, the bride and the groom, they were praising God. God said all the captivity, all those that were held in prison have been released. Are you hearing me? Praise and worship is the highest form of prayer that you can ever offer. That is why in heaven, it is continuous. We praise and we worship God there as well. All other prayers are inferior to the power of praise and worship. Prayer asking, give me, bless me. That's how God provides our need here. We see, thank him and praise him here. But praise and worship continues in heaven. That is why it's one of the greatest, is the greatest prayer you can ever do. When you praise and worship God, God will begin to release you from captivity. God will begin to destroy your enemies. Hallelujah. All of us remember the king Nehemiah. How he praised God. Jehoshaphat, how he praised God. Jehoshaphat praised God so much that God caused ambush among the people that gathered to kill his people and they destroyed them. And it took them 3 days to remove the loot from among the dead. When you arise and begin to praise God in sincerity, God will arise and begin to bless you. Hallelujah. When you arise and begin to praise and worship God in sincerity, God will arise and begin to fight for you. Even things that you didn't ask, God will begin to release it upon you. But look at Psalm 28 verse 5. Psalm 28 verse 5 says, because they regarded not the work of the Lord, nor the operations of his hands, he shall destroy them. Psalm 28 verse 5. Because they regarded not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall what? Destroy them. Isaiah 12 verse 4 says, and in the day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Hallelujah. God's a good God. It is wonderful to praise God. Thanking God, you don't need any interpretation. You just say it from the bottom of your heart. Amen? The good thing with praise and worship is it's like wine. The more you do it, the more intoxicated you become. The more you do it, the more you like to do it. The more you do it, the more you want to do it. The more you do it, 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 do it, do it, do it. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, make thanksgiving part of your attitude at all time towards God and also towards man. Amen? Towards God and towards man. That is what prevails in my household. Even if you give me a cup of water or whatever you do, I never fail to say thank you. Doesn't matter whether you're my wife or my son. It should be an attitude. You wake up in the morning, you should thank God that he has spared your life. No matter the bad dream, you could have been dead, but you are still alive. That means you have authority over that evil dream. Hallelujah. Giving thanks to God is crucial at all times. Giving thanks to God is necessary. Giving thanks to God is compulsory. God desires it. God demands it. God expects it. Hallelujah. All of us know the story of the 10 lepers. 10 lepers, they stood afar and said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon us. And Jesus looked at them and said, hey guys, go show yourself to the priests. And on their way to the church, they got healed. And one of them recognized that his limbs, his fingers, everything that was ill had come back. Instead of running to the priest, he ran back to Jesus and fell on the ground and was rolling. I was showing appreciation. I was rolling on the ground. And Jesus Christ said, well, were there not 10 that were healed? Where are the 9? Hallelujah. Even while Jesus was on earth himself, when he would want to do anything, eat or drink, he would always thank God. Remember the instances whereby he had 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. What did he do? He lifted up his eyes to heaven, blessed it, and broke it. And what happened? The food multiplied. Hallelujah. Listen, it is true. The pots, the pots, the pantry, the provision of those who are appreciative never dry up. The pots, the pans, whatever the needs of the those who are appreciative, those who can say thank you, they never lack. God will always provide for them. Because your praise, your worship, your thank is good music to heaven. And God does not want that good music to stop. Hallelujah. God's a good God. If you have children that obey you, and you keep meeting their needs and they say thank you, I want to assure you and that they are doing well, you will never stop meeting their needs. You will not wait until they have a need that you know of to arise and meet that need. Your mind is preoccupied with how do I make this my child, this my daughter, this my son comfortable because of the good attitude that comes from them. Hallelujah. Amen. When you are appreciative, when your children are appreciative, they become very inviting. It becomes easy for you to have family emotion, good emotion. Is that not so? If your son or daughter didn't come, you pick up the phone, you know, because they create good emotion. You want to always be in their midst. Same thing with God. When you show appreciation and kindness to God by telling him, thank you, praising, worshiping, God will be expecting it from you every day. Hallelujah. God is a wonderful God. He never fails. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joy instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your enemies. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean years. Count your kind deeds instead of mean deeds. Count your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself. For God never fails. God is a wonderful God. Always count on God. One with God is majority. Hallelujah. One with God is what? Majority. No matter who you are, if you count on God, and then you always tell God, God, I know you are going to fight for me, God will never disappoint you. The God that we serve is a wonderful God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never fails. He's a wonderful God. I want to read this to you. Just listen. A good king in Spain, known as Alfonso, I think the 109 king, learned that the boys who served in his court were forgetting to pray before their meals. This thing really happened. So he decided to teach them a lesson. He gave a banquet and invited them to attend. Midway through the dinner, a ragged beggar came in and sat down and began eating ravenously. When he was finished, he went out without saying a word. That's ungrateful. Rest out. You know, the servant said, that's ungrateful. He didn't say thank you. He just rushed out. He took the king's food and never showed any gratitude. Quietly, the king rose to his feet and silence fell over the group. Daily, you have taken the rich blessings of life from the hand of your heavenly Father, the king, said the king. You have enjoyed his sunshines, breathed his air, eaten his food. He has provided. You have not bothered to say thank you for any of them. You are more ungrateful than that beggar. Is that clear? Every day we take what we have for granted. I don't. I thank God for everything every day. I thank God for the water I drink. Those of you in the prayer line, you would have known about that. I thank God for everything, my chair or all, because I never take God for granted. God's a good God. God's a good God. Lord, just allow me. Thank you. Holy Ghost, please, just permit me. Thank you. I'll give you this one. The Lord told me to shut up. I just beg him. Thank God for permission. Listen, I read this to you. He said, there's a legend of a man who found the barn where Satan keeps his seed ready to be sown in the heart of man. And on finding the seeds of discouragement, more numerous than others, learned that those seeds could be made to grow almost anywhere. Seed of discouragement can be made to do what? To grow anywhere. When Satan was questioned, he reluctantly admitted that there was one place in which he could never get them to strive. One place that he cannot plant the seed of discouragement. And where is that? Asked the man. Satan replied sadly, in the heart of a grateful man. Did you hear that? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. God's a good God. You don't need to be a Christian to be grateful to God. When I was growing up, I remember, I'm just reflecting now, a whole lot of women that used to come to our house, they didn't go to church, they served idols. Whenever everything happened, they would say, we thank God. Osawese. It could have been worse. They don't know God. You understand? God, when you don't have that word, your conscience, God is right there. Hallelujah. God's a good God. Father, we bless you. We worship you. The Lord is our strength and our song. And he has become our salvation. This is our God. I will praise him. Our Father and our God, we will exalt him. Hallelujah. God is a good God. God is a wonderful God. He never fails. The God that we serve is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all what you and I can ever ask or think. When you offer sacrifices to the Lord, offer it with thanksgiving. Amen? Whatever you do to the Lord, do it with what? Thanksgiving. Therefore, we will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. That's 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 50. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. 1 Chronicles 16, 18. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. 1 Chronicles 16:18. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Stand every morning to thank and to praise the Lord. Likewise, every evening. Stand every morning to thank and to praise the Lord. Likewise, every evening. Thank the Lord at all times for his provisions for you. 1 Chronicles 23, verse 30. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. 1 Chronicles 29, verses 12 to 13. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Hallelujah. God's a good God. The best way to thank God is to speak his language. Amen? The best way to thank God is to do what? Speak his language. And what's the language of God? The word of God. The word of God is the language of God. Give thanks to God for all things. Give thanks to God for all things. No matter the situation, it could have been worse. Amen? His eyes are over us and his ears are open unto our cries. The Bible says the expectation of the Lord shall not be what? Cut off. God knows you more than you know yourself. Like I shared with us last week, we don't know ourselves. The Spirit, our spirit, knows us more than we know ourselves. Amen? Just like the Spirit of God knows everything there is to know about God. Hallelujah. So we give God thanks. We give him praise.